Unit 4, Work, Listening 2.
Welcome to our weekly program for secondary school students. School's out for summer. So, what are you going to do with yourself? Have a little holiday? Sit around the house watching television? We have in our studio Kate Allen, who has been living in America for a good 10 years. Kate, what struck you when you first arrived in America? It was summertime, wasn't it?
Yes, it was summer. Beautiful sunny weather. I came to the States to visit my aunt, who had been living there for 20 years then. I was a student and had a long 3-month vacation, so when my aunt invited me over, I jumped at the opportunity. I wanted to improve my English and do some sightseeing. What struck me then was that my cousins, who were my age or younger, had summer jobs. At first, I couldn't make sense of it. The family was well off. There was no need for the small extra money, I thought. Soon I understood their reason. In the United States, it's normal for kids to find employment during the summer break. It keeps them from getting bored and puts some money in their pockets so that they can party harder in the evenings. Obviously, it seems more appealing to have a great vacation handed to you on a plate. But wouldn't it feel better to give your parents a break and get cracking with some money-making mission? Believe it or not, but the majority of American teens do just that. The end of the school year means beginning of a summer job. Wherever you go in the summer, you are bound to catch sight of young people trying their hand at any job they can find. And I mean any job. I know people who over the years have been anything from garbage men, ice cream vendors, prep cooks, bouncers, and cashiers to temps at major companies. And you know what they say, variety is the spice of life. If you take a closer look at the majority of celebrities' profiles, you'll soon discover that before all the glamour and fame, they were pizza delivery people, paper boys, parking valets, or dishwashers. What I'm saying is that taking a low-status job in the summer, you're not ruining your future, nor are you wasting your potential. You're getting some experience and learn about advantages and disadvantages of adult life. I talked to a lot of high school and college students here in the U.S., to find out a bit more about their reasoning behind the summer job, whether it's something they wanted or that their parents influenced, or if it was purely financial necessity. To be honest, everybody found my questions to be a bit odd, since having a summer job is a very obvious thing to them, and they claim never to have given it much thought. The majority couldn't imagine summer without the extra money their job gave them for partying, excursions, books for the following school year, or, in some cases, even part of their tuition costs. My husband, who is an American, remembers getting his first job as a paperboy as early as 8 years old. He would cover only a couple of streets in his neighborhood, but still the responsibility was there, and so was the money for the candy store shopping sprees. He worked all the way through high school and college, doing little jobs here and there, but nonetheless, they were jobs. Another thing that I became aware of is the fact that no matter how rich the parents are, the kids are still encouraged to earn their own money. It teaches many things, such as responsibility, the true value of money and hard work, time and money management skills. The list could go on and on. Polish parents seem to be very protective of their children, and so they are also very generous towards them. But giving too much can in fact mean taking away. Maybe next year, when you plan your summer, you will find some time to go to that grocery store down the street to see if they need a cashier, if the local cafe is hiring for the summer, or if the next-door neighbor needs some garden work done. So whatever it may be, good luck with the summer job hunt.
Thank you, Kate, for being with us today. Now I'd like to invite you to our next program concerning private tuitions.